Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little SRB bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. If the show is a rockin', you don't have to knock. Just come on in. Having a great visit with our good friend, Jack Oldrich. Jack's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of many books, including his new one, Foresight 2020. Find all his stuff at jumpthecurve.net. Jack, thanks again for being with us, and thanks for bringing your 2013 predictions. Folks, Jack, I'm assuming they can find these on your website.
They're right on the top page, yes.
All right, so check that out. And thank you for allowing us to post these on our website. Google Glasses, you say we're going to have a cyborg hood near us.
That's right. Google in 2013 is going to come out with a new device. They're actually glasses that you wear, and as you wear them, it is as though the computer screen is right in front of you. And the people wearing these will look a little bit like cyborgs. But my point is that you're going to see the first person wearing these, and they might be at an airport.
Are these going to be connected to the Internet?
They are going to be connected to the Internet. And essentially, instead of people looking down at their smartphone,
it's kind of a heads-up type thing.
That's right. But here's, for small business owners, this matters because as people are walking by your store or business,
right,
they're just going to be able to point, look at your store, and they're going to be able to go and see what people were saying about your business on Yelp or on Facebook or on a variety of others. So whether you use these devices or not, your business is going to be affected.
That's right.
There are going to be new business models and applications.
Jack, that's already happened. It's just not in the glasses.
That's correct.
All that you said is already happening. I talk about it all the time on the show. It's going to be part of my next book I'm working on right now, and this is happening. I call it the moment of relevance. What you just described, Jack, my term for that I've coined the moment of relevance.
Okay.
Meaning that you got two restaurants side by side, as you often do, right? And the person is looking at one, they look at the other. Well, there's something about what they've learned online or something that tells them, I want to go left or I want to go right. That's the moment of relevance. And you don't even know they exist, and they've already ruled you out.
Correct.
So
exactly.
The Google Glasses are going to put all that, as they say, on steroids. All right, let's move over quickly and talk about this Facebook credit card. All I know about that is I don't want one, and I don't even know much about it.
Well, Facebook certainly does want one. They're trying to figure out how to monetize,
right,
you know, their 800 million users, and they've got a lot of information on you. And
yeah,
what they're trying to do is they want to have their own credit card, and because they know your preferences, your likes, your dislikes, in exchange for you sharing more of your information, they're going to have partnerships with major retailers. Say, well, if you use our credit card, you'll get a 5 or 10% discount. There are some real privacy concerns about this, but there are going to be a lot of consumers who say, yeah, I'm willing to give up some of my privacy in exchange for, you know, a 5, 10, 15% discount.
People don't do that. Please don't do that. Jack, I'm telling you, I don't trust Facebook. We use Facebook. I tell people to use Facebook, but I also tell them not to trust them.
I don't disagree.
I'm the social media heretic. I'm a true believer who doesn't like the status quo.
My point is that I think a lot of young people who've grown up in this era where privacy doesn't mean much to them.
But it should, and I take every opportunity to tell them that they should start worrying about that.
It should, and I think that there are going to be, I mean, when Facebook does this, there's going to be a huge outcry, but there might be a huge collective yawn by, you know, hundreds of millions of people.
The problem, Jack, is not so much Facebook, but Facebook's partner, which is now Wall Street. And if you think Wall Street cares about you or your privacy, All they care about is the share price. And now that Facebook is beholden to Wall Street and they have all this information, then you don't matter. All that matters is the share price. And I don't want to be part of that dynamic, Jack.
I understand your concerns. And I would tell you, one trend I didn't really talk about, but data mining is huge.
Yep.
So what the retailers already know about you is
scary.
Absolutely.
And they get that from just your activity. And that's the scary part. Dump the cookies on a regular basis, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Jack, well done today. Good job. Folks, we didn't get to all of his predictions. You can find him at jumpthecurve.net. Jack, come back again real soon.
Jim, thanks. It's always a pleasure.
Jack Aldrich, ladies and gentlemen. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.